Oh, they work. Excellent.
Yeah, they do work.
Yeah. Here, good to hear. Right.
Huh?
Good to have you here.
Waar ben jij?
Het gaat goed. Hoe gaat het met jou?
Ik van avond, van ochtend, ik heb een beetje hoofdpijn.
Hoofdpijn.
Ik kan niet de ziekenhuis.
niet naar het ziekenhuis. Okay. Niet zo erg. Not that bad.
Yeah.
I see.
I might have got the inversion wrong. I always get the I'm always not sure when to invert the pronoun and the verb.
I see. All right.
Now, you're shifting, you said, over the weekend. Shifting house.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We're moving, as you can see by the stacks of boxes and things like that. Yeah. So I've got all my lessons today that I was normally having the weekend.
Right. So will you think you'll be shifted next week, or you think you're more?
Yeah, we should be done Monday. So our regular lesson is on Tuesday, I believe, right? Yeah. Tuesday, so Friday. that should be fine. Okay. So Tuesday and Friday should be fine as normal. And and otherwise I'll just find some other place to be able to work from, like a library or somewhere else. So that'll be fine. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, because you asked if you could book. So yes, someone else booked your spot today, sadly, it seems. So what a lot of students do is they get the they buy like the package. They can do. We buy like 10 lessons and you just book them in for like the next, in your case, it would be like the next 5 weeks. They just book them in on the dates that they like.
But what if your situation changes 3 weeks into the scheduling?
You could schedule up to, I think, 36 hours before, 24 hours before, you can change the class.
Okay. So it's not.
You can reschedule whenever you want. You're not locked in, but you're effectively like reserving them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So feel free to do that if you want, or if you're okay with being a little bit more flexible, that's of course fine too.
Yeah, generally I am, but I try not to miss out. Like I just about missed out this week. I was on the edge of missing out.
That's fair enough.
Mm.
Yeah, that is an option that you have if you want.
Yeah, I will try I'll book two ahead, I think. And then I'll book two ahead and then I'll work out whether I want to buy a pack, and then I might, like you say, book 5 weeks ahead, but I'll have a week to think about it.
Sounds good. Yeah, no problem. You could, of course, if you don't want to, you could always just book a week ahead as well. That works too. That's no problem. All right. Let's see. How has your Dutch learning been? You sent me a document. I've kind of read through it. How has that been going?
Oh, I updated it. I don't know when you read through it. I updated it. Basically, a sort of a journal of. Well, I've updated today. So a journal of where I'm at and what I'm struggling with. And basically, nouns and verbs, I'm sort of better with those. But when it comes to adverbs or prepositions, especially the way that Dutch prepositions seem to be so multi-purpose, whereas in English... It seems to be more fixed, at least from my naive perspective. And I'm thinking, does this mean at, with, by, on, at, in, but, whatever? You know, when I'm looking at words like B-I-J or op or om or those ones in particular, I struggle, still struggling with those. I sort of know some forms where I know where to plug them in, but as soon as I'm out of the comfort zone of those sentence forms, I'm sort of start getting lost pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've been through the vocabulary list of about 500 words so far. I think there was 1,000. And I've narrowed it down of the first 500 anyway. I'm not sure whether it's the first 500.
Very good.
And I've narrowed it down to a small subset of words which I consistently struggle with.
Okay. Well, that's good at least. That's that you narrowed it down. That's what we're looking for. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. We can definitely, we'll definitely look at that, of course.
Okay. I think that spreadsheet that you gave me to work from with the 1,000 verbs, I'm not sure whether – I'm not sure how that was created. I mean, I look at some of these definitions and I sort of think that's a bit vague, or are they listing the most obvious meanings, or are they getting into some esoteric stuff and, they're running off into the weeds with some of these definitions?
Some of them they definitely do, yeah. So the way this was created is this has been extracted from the from the Duolingo app.
Yeah.
So this is just Duolingo listed these, and then they just extracted from the data from the app. There, it is accurate. I did check it myself, so it is accurate. But you are right; there are some kind of strange ones. You're like, why is that in that way, or like, how why did they translate it like that? That look a bit strange, but it is all correct.
Yeah. So I sort of ended up. I went into AI, and I said to AI chat, please take these words, the ones I'm having trouble with, and put them into sentences. Now that partially helped, but it still left me with some confusion over words like toe, or tool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And something like come here. There's another one. That might have been the two one. I'm not sure. But anyway, the words just didn't seem to correspond to anything in that sentence, and I just couldn't figure out what function they were serving. So, yeah, there was a couple that I got really lost. So there was – but anyway, so I'm quite happy to carry on with the vocabulary learning.
Very good.
So I did a mountain of work today with them. I did some yesterday, but I did a mountain of work.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to learn for me, I'm just talking about my mode of learning, seems to be that I struggle to learn words in isolation. I can get them into a sentence, and I recognize most of the structure of that sentence, then it comes across a lot better because I find it easier to remember a sentence.
Yeah,
I do a word in isolation, especially if the word is a little bit non-concrete, if it's a little bit abstract, like some of these prepositions and things. Yeah, well, I can't picture in my mind. If it's a noun, I can picture it in my mind, even a verb to some degree.
Mm.
But how do you picture at or seems like or? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And that is, of course, why we're doing this, right? Like, so, because the hardcore learning the words from a big spreadsheet is kind of what we're doing right now. But we're doing that so you have a reference for them in your mind that when we start in class learning vocabulary sentences or having conversations, and you hear one of those words, you're like, oh, yeah, I know kind of what that word means. And then you can learn it, like, in context. So learning the list is not necessarily learning the words so you can use them 100%. It is giving you context. It's doing some of the pre-work so we don't have to stop in class every time and be like, this is the word, this is what it means, this is all of the context.
You know,
it's kind of like preloading them into your brain a little bit.
You know, it's only in the last half hour that I suddenly clicked about one of the words, and that was Zols, Zols.
Zols, yeah.
Yeah, Zols. So I was treating it as one distinct word, trying to work out how on earth that relates, but I didn't think of it as being composed of Z-O and A-L-S.
Indeed, yeah.
It never clicked until the last half an hour before starting the session. Now that
Now
that makes it easier to understand what the word is supposed to. I mean, I had so much trouble learning that word. I would go over and minimize it down to about 10 flashcards, and I was going over these 10 words, and every time I came to it, I never knew.
Mm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, that's kind of the way. Where we learn it, right? Like I think we had a few of those words last time we went over all the vocab.
Yeah.
Where we kind of explained the like either origin or like the how it's kind of made up.
Yeah.
Like I think we discussed the word do again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which had so many different meanings, and then we got to like dessert, which was duce. With like you have something at the end after, which was like kind of made that.
But then it's used in words like, oh no, it's not. Well, what's the word to add something to a recipe? Toevoegen?
Yeah, toevoegen. Yeah.
Toevoegen. And I mean, I can't relate from that, the separate meaning of the word.
Well, we can do. I can definitely explain that to you. Well, let's see here. Let me grab the list.
Mm.
Just so we can write it down. There you go. This was our list last time, if you remember, that we wrote everything down. Let's continue with that. Mm-hmm. So you said toevoegen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the word toe, which we know means to. Add roughly, it has a bunch of different meanings, but in this case, it was add, and the word voegen means to it has two meanings. It is to merge and the gaps in between something. So for example, when you have brickwork, you know, like the little layers of cement in between. Those are called voegen.
Okay.
Because that is where the bricks merge together.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if we have the word to and we have the word merge, it's to merge something to something.
Merge something.
So you're merging by means of adding, which is what you do when you cook, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're merging the eggs and the milk into the batter to make pancake mix, for example.
Okay. What's it on your spreadsheet?
So I believe in the spreadsheet from the top of my head, because you're not the first one to ask this. I think they picked shut and closed.
Yeah, that's why it's
completely. Is that right? Let me.
You're right. Yes, I found it.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that is
completely thrown me.
Yeah, no, that is again. I think we let's see. I think we did it in the spreadsheet or in the list here. We did two. Yeah, here. So we already had like a bunch of definitions here. That is one of them. Two can mean to shut. To shut, close, shut down. Let's see. How can I? So I believe this is because it shares the same root word as some other of things that the kind of the wires get crossed. For example. One of the ways that we can use this is toestoppen. So stoppen means stop, but it can also mean plug. To plug something, for example, like a stopper, like how you plug the bath. That you could call that a stopper, right? Like that kind of the bath plug. Same kind of sense.
So.
Stopper. This in this case, this is a very unique one. This means to put to bed. You can put someone to bed.
Yeah.
This is kind of a unique construction, and I think that is kind of how they're using it in the close and shut down. Like you're putting someone in bed too.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, stopping, yeah, et cetera. Cool. You can kind of see how that came to be.
I can, but it's a bit idiomatic. Yeah.
It is. Well, yeah, it's one of those quirks of language, right? Where this has kind of evolved somehow, some way. Mm. Yeah. Like where you don't know where it really comes from. Yeah. Like I'm sure like in English you have, what do you say in English? Like sleep tight. I do know where that comes from actually, Do you know where sleep tight comes from?
I don't know, a tight sleeping bag or something.
Well, it's used to, beds before mattresses were invented, like properly. You wanted to elevate your bed off the ground, so you had ropes that your really thin mattress lied on, and then if you can tighten those ropes over time because they slacked. That's why. So it's a bad example because I know exactly where that comes from, but most people don't know where sleep tight comes from.
That's what
I was saying.
I think I know what you mean. It's a bit like stand on ceremony. Don't stand on ceremony.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
probably.
If you take, if you literally try and work out every single word, it makes no sense. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and Dutch has a lot of that. Meanings that have been lost to time, or just sound funnily, or So you kind of have to just know these things. So what I would say is, obviously you're doing a really great job learning all these words, which I'm very happy with, but don't get hung up on like individual ones that maybe are just kind of weird, or you have to just experience in context for you to learn. Like it is not terrible that you don't know the exact definition of two in every situation you could possibly encounter. Like, I would rather you learn, you know, I'd rather you kind of skip over that one and learn like 20 different words, like more words than that, instead of just getting hung up on to do this one perfectly. And obviously, I'm very happy to answer your questions and to dive into some of these words, but I don't want you to feel like you're stuck or you can't do anything. Because honestly, to know some of these constructions is already like, these can be questions, or this can be explored for like, you know, in like high school level Dutch, and we're still a lot like, we're still lower than that. So even like high school Dutch kids won't learn this until quite later on in their language careers. So don't worry too much about that. But I'm glad you at least asked the questions, so like don't worry about that. Let's continue. Let's just continue with this. Let me grab your list on my other screen.
Regularly picked up. Yep. Sorry. Carry on.
Yeah. So am I starting at the top of the document? So,
well, we can review. Yeah, we can start at the top, and it can at least be a review. Talk to know what it means now, because it's the Harry's Broad Tot. Yeah, he'd been very poor. That one I've got a better handle on. Some words like I saw heel took me a long time to get, but I see that it means whole. Hain was the other one that I struggled with.
So you struggled with hail, like this one?
Yeah, until I realized it was whole.
Yes,
and I had to until I could think of a way to remember it. It was like it was just slipping through my mind like a sieve, and the other words were a lot easier. Even words like Tegan, which I mean, I think it means against. Which I think means against. I mean, that one stuck. Certain words just wouldn't stick, and I would end up going over and over and over them until I got about them down to a list of five, and I still struggled.
Yeah, but that's a very common thing in just learning words where you just, there's a few that just don't want to stick for whatever reason, and you have to kind of come up with like a mnemonic device or like some way to remember it or explain the word. Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so you have a, So you have a, it says here, I have trouble with a small list of words that have multiple meanings, or the definition in the word list is too vague. Shall we go over those?
Yeah, okay. Just quickly go over them. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have op.
Op is the one that I said. Yeah. Op, so like opsidadak or something like that. Opsidadak, yeah. But I mean, that's fine in that context, but I can see that it's got multiple uses that kind of render it. I mean, if it's in that sentence, like tell the time or specify what event the time is on, I sort of know. Like you use the word om and op for telling the time or saying the day, op, sata dak, op, son dak, op, dins dak, or whatever. But and I sort of know them in that context, but shift the context and I'm a bit lost.
Yeah. So for example, like one of the ways that we could, that it, this is used, and I think this is in the list as well, I think, is for example, opzoek. That's one of the ways. This might be further down the list.
Okay.
So this is one of the ways you could use it. Do you know what this means?
It looks like it's not C, is it? No, C is.
Is seen. Zoek means to search.
Okay. No, I did not know.
It's a verb that means search, yeah. So this is one of the situations we can use on in. So this kind of changes the meaning because you're on search.
Oh, yeah.
But that is one of the ways that we in Dutch kind of can use op. So in the way that you can maybe translate that into an English frame of reference. So this means on search. It means like in English, you could say like on the hunt for something.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So in that way, you can use the word on to mean in process or in the process of hunting. In this case, we are on the search. We are on search for something.
Yeah.
Very good. So that is one of the ways that we can kind of use op there. One of the other ways that you can you might be able to kind of use it is op vakantie, which means on vacation. That's one of the other things, the context. Well, that directly translates to English, of course.
Yeah.
That is one of the ways that you use it as well. Or op de kast, which is, of course, the famous preposition thing, which is on the wardrobe.
Yeah.
Literally physically on something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those are all the ways you can use this. Be careful, because one of the ways you cannot use op is the TV is on. Is on, the TV is aan. We say aan, which also means on. So on... in English serves a dual purpose in that sense. In Dutch, we split those words up into op, which is physically on top of something.
Yeah.
And then that is also used to say op Saturday, on Saturday, physically on top of Saturday, we will do this, or on search, etc. That's how you use, but aan is used to say turned on.
Right. Yeah. I can see how that could be. Yeah, it's a complete mind shift, isn't it, between Dutch and English? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just a matter of being used to the forms. All right.
It is, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so there we go. Then we have zou.
I did get confused about that one.
You did?
Well, it's part of zouden, isn't it? So zou is the root of zouden, which zouden means... wood.
Yeah.
Right. So
what is more like would have.
Would have. Okay.
So the difference between zou and zouden is just plural.
Oh.
So ik zou wij zouden.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay. I sort of knew it, but I didn't know it in that form. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the difference. So Excel, there we go. Yep. So that's the difference there.
That'll help.
Then we have all.
Already?
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. New all.
Now.
Yeah, very good. Like now already.
Now already. Yeah.
So this is a very common Dutch construction that you'll hear when you'll hear a mother call out to her child and be like, "All right, it's time to go home," and you hear the child go, "Nu al, already."
Oh, no. Okay. So expressing surprise, yeah.
Exactly, it's expressing surprise at the thing. Mm-hmm. Very good. So that is kind of how that is used commonly. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Weg.
Now that means path or lost or something.
Path, road.
Yeah.
Indeed. And it means gone or lost.
Oh, yeah. So, it's a combination that confused me. Yeah.
So you can kind of think of the reason for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
I just knew Vic as part of Verdevec, which is out of my Basu lessons. Further away.
Like this.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah, I think so. Verdevec.
Yeah. Yeah.
Further away.
So weg can, away is another one that it can kind of mean. Okay. There is a logic to that I always kind of remember and explain. Is so a what does a path or a road do? It takes you further away. Right. It takes you away from where you are.
Okay.
So you can, if you say the afstands bediening, that's a big word to just throw at you. That means remote control.
Okay.
I just was thinking of a thing that always gets lost. So remote control. Is weg. The afstandsbediening is weg. You can think of it as the remote control is gone, the remote control has gone away by road. Like it might be the like we say, it's gone down river. It's gone, gone. Like it's down the road. We can't. It's lost.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. Afstandsbediening, by the way. Yeah. Afstandsbediening, great word to kind of dissect in Dutch. It's another one of these that you'll
compound.
Yeah. So afstandsbediening. So we have afstand, which means distant. Then they put an S after it, I mean like distance.
Yeah.
And bedien. Bedien means to control or to service. And then ing to make it a something that does something. So like a thing that does something from a distance controls. So a thing that controls from a distance.
Okay.
There you go. So that's another little quick one for you, just for some quick context. So
So are these 1,000 words, are those all A1 words, or are they a mixture, or
no, they're a mixture, they're literally the 1,000 most common words in the Dutch language.
Yeah.
So they analyzed a bunch of books, speech patterns, radio interviews, or like radio stuff, and they just looked at the frequency of every word, and then you made the top 1,000. There will be some quite tricky words in there, just because some tricky words are used often, but it's important to know them even though they're difficult. Because they are in the 1,000 most common words.
All right,
so let's continue. Now.
Now, I got confused with that one, and I'm still getting confused with it.
I will say this is another. This I would put this in the same category as do. Where there is a lot of context to this one. Yeah, I think the she translates it as, if I remember correctly, as well.
Well.
I believe.
Well, do you really
yeah,
want to do
it's like, yeah. Well, yeah. And, yeah, so the way that it's often used in Dutch is kind of like an interjection in between a few other words. So you'll say, so you'll see it as a like a gap filler in the same way that people use or well or like. If you're American, people say like a lot. That's kind of so you say, op zaterdag nou gaan we naar de dierentuin. On Saturday, well, I think we're going to the zoo. You know, like that, in that sense. You can also use it as an exclamation. You could say now, like that, which means well. Like, well, have I ever? Like, that kind of, like...
Right. Oh, yeah.
Expressing your, at the same time, disbelief and disapproval at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people, especially if you're from around Amsterdam, will use it to mean nu.
Now?
Yeah, as in, they'll say, like... one very common Dutch is, and now heb ik er genoeg. Which means
had enough.
I've had enough, and now I've had enough. And then they use now to you just literally mean to replace, because that should be the word nu and now. I have enough. Which is funny, because if you use it like this, it just sounds like the English version.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the same word all of a sudden. So yeah, I don't know why. I think that's just a regionalism, but that is it's a common enough one that you might encounter it.
Yeah. Okay. And it's more spoken, I presume, than written.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. So that's now. Weer.
Now I keep thinking weather.
Yeah, you are correct.
You said this. I think it's the instance or the time, but I'm not sure how that relates to anything.
The weer, the
instance. What's it in the spreadsheet?
Let's see what it says in the spreadsheet. No, in the spreadsheet it says correctly. It says again.
Oh, okay. It's a misremembering then. Okay, I misremembered it.
That's okay. That's no problem. So yeah, it can mean weather or it can mean again. And if you need something to kind of remember that by, it makes sense when you consider the weather in the Netherlands. What happens a lot? Het regent weer. It's raining again.
Okay.
That's how that's an easy one to remember. It always can rain in the Netherlands. So you can just say, well, what's the weather today? Well, probably the same as it always is. Again, it's raining again.
Again. Yeah, raking beer. Okay.
Yeah, so that's one way you can remember. I have my suspicions that that is where that synonym started. Tot.
Now, I think it means until.
It does. Correct.
Yeah.
Very good. Tot ziens literally means until we see again. It's like au revoir in French.
French, yeah.
Yeah. As much as I'd like to distance the Dutch language from the French. But yeah. they got me on this one. Zich.
Oh, it's another hard one.
Yeah, this one's tough, I will say. This is a tricky one. What does it mean?
Then or something? Was it then, when, or if, or as, or
themselves? Yeah.
I thought that was self. I thought that was selves. No.
the Zelds like that? No.
Yeah.
All right. I can see why. Zelfs means Zelf, or it means even. You can use it as well. Yeah, so that's a tricky one. We'll get to that one next. Let's do Zich first. So Zich, yeah, Zich literally means themselves or themselves. So, but in the singular.
Oh, okay.
So it's them's. The them is to specify genderless, not to specify plurality.
How strange.
Yeah. So. One thing, like one very common phrase that Dutch people will throw into any sentence is the word op zich, which literally means on its own, I guess is the closest translation.
Yeah.
Like on themselves is the literally translation, but on its own, which they'll throw in like when you ask them a difficult or maybe like a kind of a loaded question, they might start with, well, op zich, I agree, but not from this perspective. So like on its own, I would agree with that statement when put into context. Does that make sense? This is a very common kind of Dutch phrase that is thrown out to kind of temper whatever you're going to say next.
So op zich against or something.
Say again.
Op zich ik eens.
Yeah. Op zich ben ik het eens, you would say
Ben ik het eens. Okay.
Yeah, I am in agreement. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that is one of the way that, but we also have the, God, this is going to get confused. I could see why you got confused between these two. So let me jump to Zelfs. Yeah. So Zelfs. means self, which means self, which means self, like that. But zelfs with an S often means even. Zelfs hij wist het niet. Even he didn't know that. Say someone's really smart or knowledgeable about something, you would say, like, even he didn't know that. In that sense. But then we get to the words where I think this confusion might have come from. Zichzelf.
Even self. Even.
No, this.
Even.
This.
Even.
This just means. This just means. So we have zichzelf, that means themselves again. I guess like that's how you would translate it. Again, singular. not singular, not plural. Hij keek zichzelf aan in de spiegel. He made eye contact with himself in the mirror. He looked at himself in the mirror.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is where this confusion comes from. Because you can put a lot of things in front of zelf to make it a different word.
Yeah.
You can make it hemzelf, haarzelf, zichzelf. Yeah. So those are all.
Yeah, and I would have thought himself would have been what you would use instead of zichzelf, wouldn't you, if you were talking about him?
No, because this. This refers to someone else.
Yeah.
And this refers to me.
Oh, zichzelf.
I guess. Yeah. So themself is really not a good translation. Like, it doesn't really exist an English equivalent. I will say it's a hard one to translate. Because it's kind of, I guess it's closer to myself in how you would use it. Maybe is an easier way to do it. So hij keek zichzelf aan because he is himself. Does that make sense? He's looking at himself, myself.
Okay. Yeah.
So So yeah, that's kind of
That's all right. We can go back to that at some point, I'd imagine. I'd imagine this is going to be a bit of a brain twister anyway.
Yeah, this one just doesn't make sense to an English mind, I think. This is just not how you, how English language works. This is one of those ones that you just.
I think that's a really twisted one, to be honest.
It is. I will say it is.
Yeah. And whether I use it in practice or not, I don't know. Maybe I might do what my sister. Maybe I'll just talk around it.
it's easy enough to talk around. I'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's continue then. Then we had Du, which we already talked about. Then we go to Bell.
Oh, no. My mind's a blank. Bell.
Yeah.
I think you did take it apart from.
I think this is another one that I would kind of maybe not disagree, but say, okay, you could have picked a better example in the spreadsheet, Duolingo. Means as many as.
Oh.
Which it can be used as, but I will say there's a few more common ones. Oh, this is a good one to know because this is kind of how it gets.
Yeah,
confused.
Yeah, even ALS was in the spreadsheet as well, which I think might have meant some. Maybe it's different.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. So, well, I'm going to teach you the more common ones, I guess, that you'll probably see.
Yeah.
Well, it can mean like agreement, but not the. It doesn't mean literal agreement. I'm going to put it in air quotes. It means like confirmation/agreement. Being expressed.
Okay.
I think we talked about this last time, or I guess disagreement by way of agreeing. So if you say something that you say is untrue, I can say vel, and then I'm saying I disagree. It is true. Ice is neat lecker. Ice cream is not tasty. I can go, vel.
Okay.
It is. In that sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm.
So that is probably how you would. The as many as comes from that you can also use it to be fair, that makes more sense. Like as well in English means like kind of the same. It means that is true as well. That's kind of how we use it when you're talking about numbers. In that sense. But honestly, that's not that common. I don't know why. There must be some sort of typical phrase that's used in a lot. That's why it made it so high in the top 1,000. So yeah, there you go. So Elsa, you're allowed to forget that one for now.
Okay.
But it's good that you know that it can be used like that. Then we go to geweest.
That was the one. Yeah, has been or have been.
Yeah, very good.
I couldn't. Yeah, I think I've improved on.
Yeah, I think we did the last time. Seinar, the even that we have been to the zoo.
Yeah, been to the zoo. Okay.
Does that make sense? In if I put it like that.
So Zane would be. Is it sort of like a separated? You know how they separate verbs? Dutch,
yeah.
Like
yeah, very good. Yeah, exactly. So it's zijn geweest.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a very common, like have been. Zijn means are.
Yeah.
Right? And then geweest means been, have been. So you're kind of doubling up on verbs there. But yeah, that's the construction.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's
very
helps.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Hail, I think we already talked about it. You said it can mean whole or very.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
yeah,
it was in a hill long a day, dark.
Yes, very good. Yeah, it was in Hela Langa Dach. It was a very long day, like that. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed. Very good. Mm. Perfect. Yeah, very long day. There you go. Then we go to nodig. Yeah.
Oh, that's a horrible one because it seems to be. I keep thinking about Nodigan and outlegs.
You're thinking about what?
Out Nodigan, like to invite.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I think we talked about this last time, did we? But no. I'll teach you. I'll teach you the little trick for it. So this means necessary or needed.
Oh, that's right. You said you are needed at the. I mean, what you said now. You are needed.
Exactly.
You needed at this party. Yeah.
Yes. So it's like. Yeah. So the sentence that will be on top, like on the front of your invitation, of your wedding invite, will be "U bent uitgenodigd." Right, which means you have been invited. Which you can read as you have been deemed necessary at this function.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yeah, so you can really think of like this really haughty, like really posh king that just sits on his throne and deems who has, like chooses who has been deemed necessary at his next feast. So there you go. Then we go to Halen.
I don't know why I have trouble with it. Halen. Oh, that's right. To bring or to get, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I remember the sentence. Now, I remember that because I remember the sentence it was in, or part of the sentence it was in.
What was it in?
About picking up your daughter from the school.
Yeah, yes. Ik haal mijn dochter van school. Like this. You could also say like retrieve is another.
Yeah.
Wow, spelling is awful today.
But I can see I can see how my mind is working. It's getting the words which I can picture a situation in my mind, but if I can't picture the situation, then it's much harder for me to grab a hold of it. And
I'll teach you another one. I'll teach you another tech. Not common, but a classic Dutch word. Of how Chinese.
No, Chinese is Chinese.
Yes.
Of how go get Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, well, this means Chinese take out. Or literally, or as you say in, I think in New Zealand, they say take away, right?
Yeah, take away.
Yeah, there you go. That's even an even better translation.
Okay. Chinese.
Yeah. Which, so in English, you don't have this problem. But in Dutch, we say it like that. And it kind of sounds like we're going to get a Chinese person. In that way, to the untrained ear, because that's literally what it means grammatically. It's a retrieval Chinese person.
okay, yeah.
So don't get confused with that if someone says that.
okay.
So yeah, that might be a way to remember that one. Let's see, Avon.
Oh. It's terrible, that one. Is it an exclamation mark? No, it's not an interjection or something, is it? No,
not really. It just has do you have a English? Yeah, you would say briefly. I would say, I would say the little translation is for a short moment, is the right translation. One of the ones you hear is like, ik ga even naar de wc. I'm going to the toilet.
I'm gonna
pop out is like is kind of a comparison you would say. I'm just gonna pop into the shop for a minute or something like that. Is how you would use it. One thing that you'll hear Dutch people say all the freaking time, I have heard this from all my Dutch students who go into the Netherlands who ask me, what does this mean? They say it all the time. It means even kijken.
Briefly see.
Yeah, indeed. This is kind of a stock Dutch phrase that means, briefly look is maybe, look might be the better thing in this case. Say it all the time. Let's have a look, or let's see is maybe the better translation here.
Yeah.
But they'll use it in any... do you want to hang out? Shall we hang out this weekend? I don't know. I'm a little busy. We'll see. Even kijken. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
They use it all the time in every situation. You see something you like in your window shopping at a shop. You see something you maybe like. You're like, oh, lots of even kijken. Let's have a look for a minute. That kind of stuff. You'll hear that all the time. So there you go. Then we have helemaal.
Now, is that whole?
Yes, it is. Whole or completely.
Okay, yeah.
Which again, because it has that hail in there, that you might be able to remember there.
Yeah, I like hail. Yeah, hail there.
Yeah, like completely. Yeah, and the maal doesn't really mean anything here. I would just, there's no translation there. This is just a word on its own. So it means whole or completely.
Yeah.
Not that complicated. Net. Any ideas?
Maybe just or something.
Yes, indeed. It means just now. Or it can mean, sometimes it means like barely. I haalde de trein maar net. Only barely made the train. That's another way of saying it. so those are two ways that you can translate it. Just now, hij was net hier is another one that you can do. Like, hij was net hier. He was just here.
Okay.
It also means another one, fishing net, like a woven net as well. Okay. It can also mean that. But that's just a completely synonym that it doesn't have anything to do with it. All right. We're doing pretty good. We're making good time. Doen.
As such or something like that. It means such as or as such.
Not really. It is an indication of time of some sort.
Oh.
It can mean back then, when,
Okay.
So that is.
Oh, that was one of the tricky ones. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that one is tricky. Usually, you say something before this that indicates time, and then to talk about it, you use toen. You would say, for example, let's see, what's an easy example for this? My dad will tell me, toen ik nog klein was, when I was little.
When I was little, okay.
like back then when I was small is the literally translation. So that is kind of the back then.
Like toen ik was jong en ik woonde in Nederlands. Or no, ik woonde
yes.
Okay. Yeah,
very good. So that's another one. But it can also mean John liep op straat toen hij opeens een hond zag. So John was walking down the street when he suddenly saw a dog. So in that sense, it's a when. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Back then, yeah. John leap off strut tune. Then he suddenly saw a dog. Okay. When he saw it. Yeah, I think just a matter of familiarizing myself, but yeah, I think so.
Pass. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Bus. Yeah. What does that mean? This is a tricky one. This one has. This is another one with that's difficult because it kind of means something similar. It means just or recently.
Yeah. I get mixed up with pass up, which means watch out. But you know, I keep thinking of that all the time.
Yeah. It's that means that as well. It can also mean step, which that is where pas op comes from. Watch your step.
Step. Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go. For example, one word that I believe is in the 1,000 words is pas getrouwd.
Mm-hmm.
Just married.
Just married.
A just married couple.
Yeah.
So like recently just say ik heb hem pas nog gezien. So if someone asked have you seen John? Oh yeah, I just saw him. Like
yeah.
Ik heb hem pas nog gezien. I saw him the other day.
Pas nog gezien. Yeah, okay.
All right. Very good. And then we get to the last one just in time. Bedoel.
I sort of know. Oh gosh, what was the sentence that was in? Bedoel. Seems. No, is it?
Nothing. It means to mean. Intent.
Oh, of course. Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't mean that word that you. Ecuador, but I didn't name that or something.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I didn't. Sorry.
Like that, yep. Yeah, that's, yep, just slipped my mind. I sort of knew it.
Yeah. That's all right. So again, and we talked about this, bedoel. Dual means goal.
Goal. Okay.
Yeah, that's there. You can see the intention. Like you're shooting for a goal. You're intending to hit something.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the explanation of it.
Okay. Good.
And just in time. So, there we go. Glenn, what do you think? It's quite the word session that we did, you and I.
Yeah. So we've had 4 sessions so far. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you think? You think I'm progressing fast enough?
I think you're doing really well. I think what you're doing is really kind of. I think you're learning Dutch in a really like a foundational way. Like I wish that. Like my 12-year-old students that I teach English or Dutch in high school had your like acknowledgement of what it takes to learn a language from scratch. Like it really is very good. you're learning in a very foundational way. I think the only thing you're missing is practice. Like, you need to be able to put stuff into practice. We're doing a lot of theory now. That we have to put into practice. But I'm sure you'll, of course, we're going to get there in time. But this seems to be kind of the way that you prefer to learn as well, with kind of, you know, understanding things before you just say them.
Well, it's just the way my mind works, I think. It's the way my brain...
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I think, you know, my brain wants to work their way, so... I suppose I was sort of thinking about how far away am I from being able to hold short conversations with you?
That depends. We're going to have to practice that. I don't know, because we've been learning the words. Like, this is all, of course, useful, learning the words. It's very useful, but it's not the same as practicing speaking. That's the thing that we have to remember. We have to get out there and speak and, like, use our language. Otherwise, you know. It's kind of like if I gave you a Chinese dictionary, you couldn't speak Chinese.
No. And this is a problem I had, I think, with learning Dutch at the start, was that I was trying. Once I got, you know, you start with the really simple things like hello, my name is, and hi, and goodbye, and things like that. Mm. But until you really got enough, I mean, you really. Until you can really start recognizing sentences, it's a real uphill trot. The whole, as soon as I started to be able to read sentences, I think that was when I started to make a bit of a step up.
Mm. Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Glenn. I'm gonna have to cut it off here because I gotta go to my next class.
Oh yes.
But it was very nice talking to you. Really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I've gotta go talk to the guy that took your spot.
All right.
So yeah, but I'm gonna send you. Yeah, you book in a lesson, or if not, please request. I'll send you a lesson request, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Yeah, keep learning. Keep sending me updates on the words you want, and then we'll discuss that, and we'll practice some actually speaking.
Yep, that'd be great. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Right. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.